the new Icon A5. What's the substance behind the style? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. And welcome to Oshkosh and EAA AirVenture 2008. My guest today is Steen Strand, who is the Chief Operating Officer and Vice President of Design for Icon Aircraft. Icon has had a very conspicuous indoor press introduction here already in the EAA Museum. But now the public is getting their first look today on opening day of AirVenture at the plane itself. And tell us so far how it's going.
The response has been so over the top. There's so much enthusiasm, and it's coming from all corners. It's coming from people who are very experienced pilots who want to get into the plane, just want to buy it to go have fun. And it's also coming from people who've never flown before, who are just here and enjoy airplanes. And they look at them and say, I look at that cockpit, and it makes me want to go fly.
Now, you got me right to the topic I wanted to start with, because the first thing that struck me when I walked in the room for the press briefing the other night was, and that is a room that has been used for other press briefings, I'm sure you know, was that the branding and the marketing and the eye candy of this aircraft is like nothing we've ever seen, especially not in LSA. I mean, there are, aside from a handful of one-offs that are prototypes, in terms of LSAs that are headed for production, this is just totally different. And I remember when we first started covering you guys, it was intriguing to think that there would be an LSA amphibian that was this sharp looking, but I mean, I don't think any of us were ready for how far you guys have taken this. What is the driving force behind what this plane has become?
The driving force is that we see the new LSA and SPL rule changes as allowing us to create a new recreational category around flying. So we're not thinking about airplanes as getting from A to B anymore, we're thinking about transportation. We're really thinking about an airplane as a recreational experience. Not that different from snowmobiling, jet skiing, beyond powerboard, motorcycle, sports cars. When you look at those categories, look at the look and feel of those categories, there's a lot of things about them that's very different from what you see in aviation. There's an excitement there. There's a passion there. There's passion in aviation too, but it's much more understated. We think over time, light sport aircraft are going to move in that direction. There's no reason why flying, which is the most exciting recreational activity out there, shouldn't have all the kind of stuff around it that these other categories have. And so when you look at Icon Aircraft, if it's the marketing, okay, we come, let's look at our branding, let's look at the images around, let's look at the plane, look at the cockpit, all the look and feel of everything around Icon, we want that to get people excited to go fly. In the same way that if you go buy a motorcycle, you walk into a showroom, everything around there, you look at the branding, it gets you a little excited, it makes you want to fly, and that's what we're trying to do for aviation.
The other night at the press briefing, the room was filled with grizzled industry veterans who are somewhat cynical about people who step out of the box. Yeah. And among the comments I heard were along the lines of, you know, they probably could have got there without all the whiz-bang. But I tried to tell a couple of other people, I don't think you understand, there is a segment of this market that is only reached through whiz-bang, and that's you can't ignore that.
Yeah, there's... I mean, we expect to have some resistance from the traditional aviation crowd, and that's fine. I mean, things are very low-key and down-home here, and our company, the people who are founding this company, they feel that. I mean, Kirk grew up building ultralight, so that blood is part of the company. But like you say, at the same time, we want to bring this excitement and create this energy around flying. To do that, you do have to push things a little bit. Some people are a little uncomfortable with that, but the response so far, even from a lot of the grizzled people, has been, I really like what you're doing. I'm really excited about it. So as long as we're hearing that, I feel like we're on target. And at the same time, it gives us the energy to reach out to the non-pilots, the people who don't come to Oshkosh, who don't think that flying's accessible to them. They see something that looks really cool. They go to the website's cool. It gets them excited and thinking about flying, and otherwise they might not be thinking about flying.
Let's talk about newcomers to aviation finding sport pilot and light sport aircraft through Icon Aircraft. Your brochure talks about a two-week training program, and I hear this theme popping up in a couple other places in the industry. Are we in danger of setting unrealistic expectations for people?
So there was a guy from Papa Mechanics, I believe, who went through the whole SPL training in 8 days. Now, that was some busy days. Let's stretch it out. Let's call it 2 weeks. Can you go down to the Caribbean for 2 weeks, spend all of your time training, flying, and get to a place where you're a very safe pilot in the context of sport flying? Absolutely you can. VFR, good weather, daytime, uncontrolled airspace. That's certainly possible. I mean, if you look at what the old standard was in terms of hours required to fly safe, nothing changed there. Still solo after 5 hours. You're out flying after 20 hours. You know, what's changed is that the bar has come down at the entry point level. It's not as if we're trying to enable people to do everything that the old pilot's license allowed people to do and allow them to do that in half the time. What we're saying is, and this is what the EAA is saying, and FAA is saying, is let's keep the training focused on just the skills of flying. And if we do that, we can give you a license much earlier. It means you can't go play next to the airport. You stay over here, but you can get started, get some hours, and then work your way up to that. So
now, being
just,
an...
Just to that point, I think we're trying at every place to be very truthful and realistic and not throw these outrageous claims out there, because there's so much history of outrageous claims in aviation where people promise this, we're going to do this at this price point, or we're going to deliver by this year, and you know, and it's a flying car, and we're going to, and so people have come to be a little jaded, and so the team internally is working very hard to check each other and say, what's realistic here? Mm-hmm. And let's be real. We want to market it, of course, but let's be real about it and not set up expectations that we can't deliver on.
I have to say, since you brought it up, that in many cases, expectations or promises that turned out to be unrealistic have gone along with terrific style and great marketing. are you sensitive to that?
Very sensitive to that. And we actually expected there to be more pushback from this audience for just that reason. We've been very surprised and encouraged by the fact that even the grizzled old pilots, as you refer to them, are coming around going, man, that's a really cool airplane. I'd like to get myself into that. So, yeah, I mean, people could say, oh, it's all flash. It's one of the reasons why we worked really hard to fly before we came to Oshkosh. Very hard. I mean, they built that plane in 6 months start to finish. And so now we've flown, flew great. Look at the video. You see the credibility there. It performs great in the water, performs great in the air. A lot more testing to come, but I think we've demonstrated we have the credibility to back up the styling. And we think we can deliver both. And if we can do that, and we have high confidence that we can, that's a very compelling offering to everybody, pilots, non-pilots, everybody. You got to be able to paint the vision at every stage of the company. So before you're flying, you still want to tell the story of what it's going to feel like to fly at all levels. And that's whether it's raising money, whether it's with customers and all that. So, you know, yeah, you don't want to wave your hands too much, but you got to tell that story. A year from now, we're going to have pictures that are going to be real pictures that are showing the plane flying, right? We're about to take pictures next week showing the plane going down the road. Just 3 months ago, we did a rendering where it was going down the road. So you chip away at it, we're making progress really fast, but there's nothing worth showing in any of our stuff that's not real.
Talking with Steen Strand of Icon Aircraft about the A5 Lightsport Amphibian. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
An easy flight is a safe flight. That's why L3 Avionics Systems designed the most advanced glass cockpit system available to be intuitive and easy to use. The SmartDeck integrated flight controls and display system shows you what you need to know when you need to know it. And with the new addition of the Ultimate Synthetic Vision, SmartDeck shows you even more. With SmartDeck, interaction between pilot and aircraft is fluid, and advanced technology puts you in control with an extra layer of safety. Fly SmartDeck to get the ultimate glass cockpit experience at AirVenture or visit SmartDeck.com.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 G2. Interested in a substantial airplane that remains practical and affordable? Whether you're a non-pilot looking to begin flying lessons, a pilot needing personal transportation, or a fleet customer selecting the best plane to meet the demands of a multiple aircraft operation, consider the SR20 G2. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft headsets merge the most advanced technologies from the fields of hearing science, aviation communications, and performance audio into one streamlined design. Clarity Aloft has a noise-canceling microphone optimized for speech frequencies in high-noise environments like cockpits. The low-profile headband is featherweight and comfortable. Hear the difference a Clarity Aloft headset can make on your very next flight. Find out how. Call us at 612-747-3197 or check us out on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Paul Plack here. My guest today is Steen Strand of Icon Aircraft. We're talking about a spectacular looking prototype. Actually, there's a flying prototype now called the A5. It's an amphibious light sport aircraft. Steen, let me ask you about the notion of these two worlds coming together, of engineering, aeronautical engineering and industrial design. What does industrial design really mean for people who aren't up on it?
Yeah, it's funny because they hear the word industrial and they think it's industry. Industrial design traditionally means aesthetics, styling. So if you look at the cars we drive, industrial designers are the ones that give it the look and feel. They also get into ergonomics, user interface, things like that. Traditional engineering would be more about, okay, how do we manufacture that car? What materials do we use? Things of that sort. So in the context of this airplane, it's bridging those two worlds. We have an amazing engineering team, and that's complemented by an amazing set of designers who've worked on this plane. You got to have both. There's a lot of conflict between those two disciplines, traditionally, and that's true in any design field for any product. And the trick for us, and I think where we've been very successful, is managing the tension between those two disciplines to get to a very smart place. Let's look at styling, for example. Industrial designer may come look at the airplane and do some wacky drawing that just doesn't make sense aerodynamically. Happens all the time. Then you take that designer, okay, and sit down with the engineer. Let's talk about how do we get to the goal that designer has, which maybe is a plane that's very expressive of its mission. If you look at this plane, it says, I'm happy in the water, I'm confident in the water. It also says, I'm happy up in the air. And it also has a certain excitement, a little attitude that we think is going to make people confident and excited to jump in the cockpit and go fly. That's the designer's mission. The engineer is saying, all right, I want this thing to fly, and I want it to fly efficiently, you know, and all my specs. You get those two people in the same room, and you go back and forth, and you manage that conversation. You land at places where, okay, fly on the nose. We can do some more interesting things out there because the aerodynamics are not as critical as, say, back by the engine, where we really need to keep the airflow smooth going in the propeller. And so we have those conversations. You get to a place where you, okay, I'll compromise a little bit there. And the designer still gets what they want. They still get the feeling. The engineer gets what they want. In some cases, we've actually had places where they push and tug on each other, and both of them get to places that they didn't think they could get to before. And that's particularly cool.
Let's talk about the way the airplane flies. Is this going to be an airplane that's appropriate for a low-time student pilot?
It's being designed to be very forgiving in flight from the ground. Safety is a huge consideration for us. That's why we're putting the parachute in, but also the actual flight characteristics are designed to be very forgiving. It is a seaplane, so you've got to spend some extra time getting your seaplane rating. But it is designed to be from a ground-up plane for new pilots.
I saw a couple of figures for useful load that varied, frankly, over a range from, wow, that's pretty good, to, wow, that's marginal.
I think it's a 100-pound swing right now, depending on your feature set.
Now, is a big part of that weight difference going to be the ballistic chute system?
That's part of it. There's also, so there's a number of very cool features. And our philosophy is, you probably heard this last night, we're not trying to get you there a little bit faster. We're not trying to maximize what you can carry. That's not how we're approaching this. We're trying to maximize your experience, maximize your fun. You take that philosophy, well, maybe you want to give up 20 pounds of payload because it gives you this really cool feature, or because the cockpit is really nice and you appreciate that. And those are the kind of trade-offs that we're navigating.
Will there be choices a customer makes on the option list that will influence that, or is that 100-pound difference just reflective of not knowing exactly where it's going to come in?
Yeah, certainly there will be option. Depending on what options you pick, that is going to drive those numbers. Now, the fidelity around those numbers, we just flew. We're still dialing them in, and that's going to happen over the coming year. So there's some swing there. That's expected of any spec sheet of any new airplane company. The reason we have a 100-pound swing there is that, say you get the autofold. Okay, that's going to add some weight. On one extreme, you might get a seaplane with a manual fold. On the other extreme, you might get a parachute and an autofold, and then try and get gear in there. That might be pushing for realism. We're not offering that. But you see how those things start to stack up.
Let's talk about the numbers that a lot of people will care about. Availability. Any rough ballpark estimate at this point?
So we're aiming to have our first unit, production unit, ship in late 2010. Shooting to ship 50 units in the first 12 months. If you buy an airplane today, given the number we've already sold, and we just launched this company 6 weeks ago, and we've already sold a bunch of airplanes, you're looking at 2012. Buy an airplane today, 2012 delivery.
Manufacturer's suggested retail price is?
$139,000. That's for the standard amphibian model. That's with retractable gear and a manual wing fold.
When someone prepares to trailer this down the road, does it take a special trailer, or is it something you can go down to your local welding shop and have made up?
you could certainly go down to your local welding shop and have something made up. The cool thing about the trailer that we've designed is it allows you to load and unload the plane in either land or water. So you could go down a boat ramp, load it up out of the water, take it to the airport, and you can the trailer actually lifts the plane up, allows you to extend the landing gear, and then roll it off. So that's a very cool feature. Could you take a more traditional boat trailer and use it just to get in and out of the water? Absolutely.
Okay, so you could just tie it down to a flatbed, although when you've got this much style going already, why would you want to do that to it, right?
Yeah, and you want to have a trailer that really is designed for that mission. It's got to have the right length. You want it when the wings are folded back. So we're going to be offering more than one trailer at different price points. That's down the road, a little ahead of the game. It's not a complicated thing to create a boat trailer for this thing. What's a little harder is creating a trailer that does it all. And for some people, they may want that, and that's great. Other people may, hey, I just need a straight boat trailer, and we'll have that as well.
Now, one of the things Kirk specifically talked about was in the press briefing was the idea that LSA, as defined by the FAA's rules, looks like it's going to become the de facto standard worldwide. Are you guys, is that a key part of your marketing plan, and can you gear up to do that kind of volume?
You know, it starts in the U.S. Everything about our planning is focused on the U.S. The response we've had since we launched, we've had a lot of inquiries internationally, a lot of enthusiasm from countries that have nothing, you know, who knows what the regulatory environment over there is. So we're assessing that now. We want to be able to supply airplanes to anybody who wants them. I think in the long run, the way things are going, this is going to be a global phenomenon.
Now, I haven't seen anything in your promotional materials that shows it on wheels. In terms of takeoff and landing, have you done those tests yet?
We have not done wheel tests yet. We actually chose to do the water test because we think it's harder. The science around the hydrodynamic performance is much more complicated than putting some fixed gear on this thing. The testing, our goal here at Oshkosh was to make this thing fly before Oshkosh. We built it for 6 months, start to finish. We had to cut some corners. That was one of them. Starting this fall, we've got a whole battery of more tests that we'll be doing. Landing gear is one of them. But given the quality of our engineering team, they just look at the gear like, eh, no problem. They've designed gear backwards and forwards. They're not worried about it. There are other things they wanted questions answered around the hydro stuff. And if you look at the video, you'll see the hydro performance is very, very good. We're very happy with that. That's a tough one to crack. So gear is coming, not worried about it. It certainly will be addressed comprehensively. There's a design in place they just haven't implemented on the POC. It's on the show model, actually, so there's a preliminary design there. We can extend the gear.
Okay. The name Icon Aircraft, I think, was chosen very well. At first, I thought you'd be confused with a certain radio company whose name will go unmentioned, but I think you've done well in choosing that name because it so exactly fits what appear to be your goals. Let me ask you if in the future, or the near future even, we might look for more iconic aircraft coming from Icon Aircraft.
Absolutely. We decided to launch with an amphibious because we feel it is the best expression of what we're trying to do, recreation and fun. Following this, you will see a land plane coming from us. You will see more planes. There's lots of interesting things in the hopper. We have preliminary designs on some. You'll see, we're not going to release them to a little more detail, but the standard that we're setting with the A5, you will see applied to a number of other airplanes. Very exciting stuff coming down the pipe.
Very much of what your company seems to be about is tied up in the new definition of light sport, which might include sports other than just the flying itself. I mean, you've tried very hard to position this as an upgrade from a personal watercraft. Is it going to be possible, or is it even something you want to try to do, to take this philosophy into a four-seat aircraft or something that may be used for business?
You know, our focus right now is entirely on light sport aircraft, and that's plenty right now. Is it possible down the road that we could take it to another place? It's possible, but that's certainly a ways off.
Well, Steen, I want to thank you for spending the time here. I was really looking forward to getting the chance to talk to you guys after seeing that presentation the other night. And I wish you guys all the luck in the world. It's really exciting to see somebody taking the promotional and marketing and design side of this someplace other than what, in many cases, are a lot of lookalike products.
Hey, thank you very much. We're having a blast doing it, and we're very excited by the response here at Oshkosh.
You can find out more about the Icon A5 and the company at www.iconaircraft.com. My guest has been Steen Strand, COO and VP of Design for Icon Aircraft. And you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.